Blog Talk Radio.
Warrior for you. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. We're so glad you're joining us. Now on to our show. Greetings out there in Radio Land. Welcome to the Prayer Warrior for You show. We're so glad you've decided to tune in and join with us. And we want you to be encouraged and blessed as we continue to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we know that there's a lot of snow out there. There's a lot of snow here in our region here in Tennessee, which is making history right now. And we know that these are times when there's sleet and snow and rain and ice all over the place. But we want people to call in if they desire prayer, or you may tune in to our show. We're going to have a good time on today. Today, our show is all geared around spending time with God. But before we get started with our show segment, we definitely want to bring forth the word. Be blessed.
Prayers from the desert. Psalm 19, I will pray your word. Oh, Father, we come today and we want to honor you. We want to glorify your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We come in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to offer up glory and praise to you. We align with the holy men of old, the ancients who sought your face. Oh God, Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, Saint Anthony, Paul the Apostle, prayers from the desert. Heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of your hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display their knowledge. The skies are speaking. The heavens are talking. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Oh God! No tribe on earth where their voice is not heard. The heavens, the mountains, the brooks and the streams. Their voice goes into all the earth. their words to the end of the world. Your creation is so awesome. We think of the heavens. Lord, you pitched a tent in the heavens for the sun. That's amazing. You pitched a tent in the heavens for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming forth from his chamber, greeting the day, like a strong man to run a race, rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes a circuit to the other. What a speech, what a chorus, what a symphony your creation is making. And Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. Father, your word. We come and pray your word. Because your word is perfect, reviving the soul. Come by your Spirit and revive our souls, Holy Father. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple, open the eyes of our understanding. The precepts, O God, your precepts are right, giving joy to the heart, making our eyes radiant. Even as I begin to pray, my heart begins to laugh. There's joy in my heart. My eyes are sparkling as I say your word. The fear of the Lord is pure and endures forever. These ordinances of yours are sure, altogether righteous. And I confess, God, that your word is more precious than gold, more sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb. By these precepts, these laws, your servant is warned, and in keeping of them, great reward. So God, today I say, keep your servant from willful sins. As we glorify you and as we pray your word, keep us from sin. Create a pure heart in us, O God, that sin may not rule over us. So may the words of our mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen. And Father, we praise you as you bless this show segment, where you receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you and we honor you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. You know, as we begin to spend time with the Lord, spending time with God, spending time with Yeshua HaMashiach, we begin to draw close to him. We receive strength. We receive hope. We receive joy. We receive restoration. We receive renewal. And we receive transformation of our mind. You know, Romans chapter 12 deals with us to have a transformed mind, to be renewed in the way that we're thinking. And as we begin to spend time with God, we will change. We will change when we spend time in prayer. We change when we spend time in love. We change when we spend time with worshiping the Father. Because any time you spend time with a holy God, the way in which you feel and think about life, people, situations, scenarios, it will do nothing but change. It has to change. It can't stay the same always. When we don't spend time with God, the way we think, the way we feel, the way we perceive things will not change. It will be a soulish way of perception. It will be a carnal way of resolutions. It will be emotional and feelings always. And, you know, doesn't it break your heart as you grow closer to God, as you get close to Him, and you see other people hurting, you see other people struggling, you see other people not understanding that they can begin to do affirmations in the realm of the spirit by the words they speak out of their mouth when they spend time with God. You know, when we spend time with God, in order to spend crucial time with Him, we first have to have our hearts that are desiring a relationship with Him. And when we confess the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord, we are saying we're confessing Him as the Lordship of our soul, as the Lordship of our heart. We are saying that we're confessing and honoring Him for what He did on the cross. We're honoring Him because of the pain and the ostracizing and the blood that He shed at Calvary as a sacrificial offering for our souls, for us. When we begin to fellowship with God and we begin to confess, you know, confession is not just speaking words. Confession is a way of thinking. It's a mindset. It is a yielding of the heart. It's a yielding of character. It's a yielding of behavior. When we do true confession, that means we are now yielding up our all in all to a God in heaven where we are allowing our heart to be in obedience and humility and in submissionness and to yielding to God. People are taking the word confession as like a slang type of word to just speak and confess that they believe in God, speak and confess that they confess the Lord as their Savior. When we confess, something is so and something is true and something is a reality in our heart and in our life, we are doing more than just caroling out of our mouth mere words. We are also making a statement. We are making a declaration. We are making a proclamation that we are confessing Him to be our Lord. We are confessing to Him that He is going to lead us and guide us and direct us into all truth. Confession is very important, but we cannot confess something if we don't honor that in which we're confessing. You know, confessing in the Greek is yada, which means praise, to give thanks. When we confess, the core meaning is to express an acknowledgement of some sort of that in which we are confessing. And so when we are giving thanks, when we are acknowledging, when we are praising, we're not just doing it with our mouth. We're doing it in how we live and how we think and how we feel and how we speak and how we perceive things and how we are looking at situations, but also in how we are yielding to allow God Almighty, Yeshua HaMashiach, to come into our heart. We're allowing Jesus Christ to come inside of us so that our spirit can commune and rejoice with the Holy Spirit of God. In order to do that, we've got to spend time with Him. We've got to spend crucial time in talking with Him daily. We have to become closely related to Him in our mind, in our spirit man, and in our soul. We have to, especially with respect to the meaning to confess, we have to profess our praise. We have to begin to confess our wrongdoing, our wrong way of thinking, confess our sins. You know, John instructs those who come to him for baptism to confess their sins. And people are saying baptism has nothing to do with confession. Well, in the Word of God, here are scriptures you may look up. You have Matthew chapter 3, verse 6, and Mark chapter 1, verse 5. And those in in Ephesus who formerly practiced sorcery and magic come and confess what they're doing. And you'll see about that in Acts chapter 19, verse 18. James urged believers to confess their sins to one another and to pray for one another for healing. That's in James chapter 5, verse 16. Why? Spending time with God has to have some type of a structure. It has to have some type of a directive. Confession is part of spending time with God. The other thing I wanted to point out before I play a song to encourage you is we also have to welcome Him. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Father into our space, into our lives, into our heart, into our way of thinking, into our world. Why? Because He will not force us to do anything we don't want to do. God says, "Whosoever will, let him come unto me." In other words, even though He made us, even though He breathed the breath of life in our nostrils, even though He's our creator and it's because of Him we live and because of Him we move and because of Him we have our being, He still desires to see us desire Him as well. And because He made us to be so beautiful as creatures of creation from a holy Father, just like you have your children and you want them to love you willingly, to honor you willingly, our Heavenly Father, glory to God, He desires for us to come to Him and to welcome Him in our heart, welcome Him in our minds willingly. And so when we welcome Him in, then we can begin to experience that bond of fellowship and spending time with God. No one wants to spend time with someone who doesn't want to spend time with them, because the time spent would be fruitless. But when we begin to spend time with God and we begin to pursue the Lord Jesus Christ, we pursue His persons, His personality, His character, His thoughts, His mind, His will for our life, we pursue Him willingly, then He can begin to reveal to us the mysteries of His purpose and why He put us here on earth in the first place. And I got to tell you, He did not put us here on earth to live riotously, to go by our emotions, to go by our affections, to go by sensuality, to go by uncleanness and ungodliness and ruthlessness and unbelievingness and unforgiveness. He placed us here as beautiful creatures molded and shaped in the image of God. He shaped male, He shaped female. He didn't shape anything in between, and He shaped us the way He wanted us to be shaped, and He wants us to use our lives where we glorify Him, where we are vessels of His presence, vessels of His love, vessels of His purpose, vessels of His mandate, vessels of the duty of people, which is to worship God, to love one another, to draw people to the cross, to draw people's hearts and minds to the love of God when His begotten Son was on the cross and shed His blood for us. But we cannot draw someone to something if we have not experienced and understood the love that He shed on the cross. If we don't understand the purpose of the cross, if we don't understand the purpose of the shed blood, if we don't understand the purpose of sacrificial price that He paid for us, we will not be able to release a word of testimony, a word of urgency to let a dying, lost world, to let ungodly believers who once knew the Lord and who are falling away, we will not be able to share with them the urgency and the importance with sincerity, with patience, with long suffering, when we ourselves are not spending time with God. And so I'm going to play this song. May it encourage you. May it begin to transition you in your heart to desire to spend time with God.
He is.
as we welcome him. Come on, wherever you are, if you're able to lift your hands, welcome the Lord. Welcome him in your heart. Welcome him in your life. Welcome him. Welcome him so that he is there with you. You know, when we welcome the Lord in our life and we welcome him in our heart, to welcome not only means to greet one to come in, but it also means to receive something. It can also mean to welcome, but it also means to receive. When we receive, it also means to wait for something, to expect something, just like they did on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." What happened? They were welcoming in the presence of an almighty God. They all were thinking the same thing. They were all waiting with expectancy because God promised him that they would receive and be endued with power from on high. They didn't know how, but they were spending time with God. They went there, and they were welcoming him, and they were just being patient about it, and they were ready with expectancy to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we welcome God in our heart, when we welcome him in our mind, when we welcome him in our life, we are going to not only spend time with him and praise him, when we confess that he is Lord, when we confess that he is our God, when we confess that we are his children, but we are going to welcome him so that when he shows up in our midst, while we're spending that special time of prayer with him, while we're spending that time of honoring him, while we're spending that time of talking to him, we are going to do it with expectancy, expecting to receive something from our Holy Father. This is why it is so important, it is so crucial that we spend time with the Lord. It's so important and of great urgency, especially in today's time, that our heart and our mind begins to have passion and desire for the Creator, our Creator, God who is in heaven, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross to carry all the burden of the world and our sin and degradation to Calvary. When we spend time with God, how many spend time, truly spend time with him? You know, a lot of times we spend time doing everything else. We spend time with everyone else. We spend time pursuing everything else because we want to feel this quick rush, this quick rush of fun or pleasure or gratification. I don't know what it is. I know I used to be there. But when I began to understand and began to realize it's not about how I feel. It's not about my pleasure. It's not about any of that. It's more about the blood of Jesus, because there is nothing but the blood of the Lord. And even though people may debate it and talk about it and fuss about it, there's nothing they can do about it because it is what it is. Just like we're in the land of the living, it doesn't matter what color our skin is, it is what it is. We are who we are. And people want to change the way people are. I'm not speaking about people changing the way they were to be what they want to be. I'm speaking about when God brought us forth through our mother's womb. He made us the way he wanted us to be. And then people chose, because they have a free will, that God made us with free will. Some people chose to be something else. But the Lord wants us to come back home to him. He wants us to come back and spend time with him. Come back and talk to him. Come back and pray to him. Come back and realize and understand that it is the power of what happened on the cross. The power power of the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's nothing but the blood. Why do we keep talking about the blood, the blood, the blood? When I come back, I will share with you more about spending time with God as it relates to the blood of the Lamb. And as we do that, we begin to become empowered to resist sin. Have you ever desired to feel that you have control and to have some type of power? It takes power to resist the pleasures of the flesh. It takes power to resist sin. It takes power to understand and own up to the fact that what one is thinking, what one is doing, how one is feeling, how one is living, how one is acting, how one is perceiving, if it's not lining up with the word, it's incorrect behavior. It takes power and strength in one's soul to acknowledge these things. And the world makes it so difficult right now. The world is making it so challenging for people to actually confess and to understand and to admit and to own up to their weaknesses, own up to their imperfections, own up to their disobedient behavior. Why? Because they're not spending time with God. I'll be back in a moment and share more with you. Be blessed by this song.
Why the snow? get excited about the blood. I know you get excited about your house. You get excited about your car. You get excited about your money. But I'm still getting excited about the blood. He loves me. He can't be.
My, oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, I want to run around this studio. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Why? Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. And blood comes to cleanse and purify and to redeem. This is why in the Old Testament they were using the blood of animals to cover sin, but that could not work for the sin, the Adamic sin nature that happened in the Garden of Eden. So God himself came in the flesh for mankind. And you may say, well, it doesn't say that in the Bible. You will find allusions to that in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Glory to God. I am so grateful and so thankful for the blood. You know, this is when the church began. The New Testament church began by the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we spend time with God, we spend quality time with him in praying. We spend quality time and just giving our heart. You know, you may hear people say, well, give yourself to Jesus. Come on, go spend time with him. You got to give yourself to him. What they're saying is give your heart to the Lord. Give your heart to the Lord. Let him heal you. Let him work on you. Let him change you. Let him deliver you. Let him strengthen you. Let him clean you up and turn you around. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this is awesome today here on Prayer Warrior for You. Now, there may be some of you out there today, and you have been desiring to spend time with the Lord, desiring to spend time with God, and you just really haven't been able to do it for whatever reason. You may have allowed the pressures of life, the pressures of passion and desires, the challenges to cloud your thinking, and you've been pursuing everything but time with God. We have our prayer lines open. If you desire prayer today, we will connect and believe with you in the realm of the Spirit, and we will pray and declare over you to help push you, help transition you in the realm of the Spirit so that you can start your journey to start to spend time with God. It is time that you give yourself to Jesus Christ. It is time that you give your heart and your mind to Jesus Christ. You know, I was speaking with someone earlier today, and they just could not believe how the adversary was fighting them, and like they were such an insignificant person. Like, why would the enemy even spend time to waste his time on them? Well, it's not because that they're insignificant. See, the enemy is going after everyone who confesses a relationship as a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those who are acknowledging the way of the cross, those who are acknowledging the power of the blood. Those are the ones that are starting to be killed throughout the world globally. If we were not a threat to the kingdom of darkness, there would be no need, no feeling to try to kill or snuff out the voice or kill off the people. When you find people in your neighborhood, your jobs, places you go that are trying to make life miserable for you, and they know that you have confessed Jesus as Lord, and they know you have confessed the power of the blood, and they know you have confessed being the Spirit filled, and they go out of their way to taunt you and harass you and whatever they want to do, why are they doing that? You know, honestly, I tell you, I don't even think they realize why they're doing it. They don't understand that they're being used by the enemy to try to wreak havoc on someone else's life. But they're being used as a vehicle because the adversary will use whoever he can to get make the Lord feel that people that have confessed that the Lord is their king, that the Lord is their Lord, their deliverer, their healer, their God, he will do whatever he can to make people fall, to make people stumble, to make people feel of no worth, to make people become devoid of their hope, to make people give up on church, to make people give up on a relationship with the Lord, to make people not even spend time with God so he can go back and say, ha, 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 to God, you made these creatures in your image and they won't even give you acknowledgement of who you are. But the devil is a liar and a father of lies. And we declare today that no backlash and no retaliation will come up against the people who tune in on this show and up on this studio, that you are special. You are precious in the eyes of God. God wants you to spend time with him. As you welcome him into your heart, he also wants you to give your heart to him. You know, when you give to someone and you give them a gift, it's done with action. You're handing them something, an inanimate object that you're giving to them. It could be a gift. It could be something tangible. It could be an emotion. It could be an expression of love. But when you're giving yourself to someone, you want them to receive it with joy, with love, with thanksgiving. God desires us to give our heart to him. Give our heart to him. Allow him. When we give our heart to God, we are presenting our hearts to him. We are opening up our will, allowing him. We are permitting him to come into our heart. It's a type of surrendering. It's a type of deliverance to give to God, to give him your heart. It will help you become set free. It will help put your life in place correctly. It will also open up a door to healing and peace, and you'll begin to be able to do biblical affirmations like, I can walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5, verse 16 through 17. I will be a light to all for my God, Matthew 5, 14. I am a new creation in God, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I am content with the Lord, Philippians 4, 11. I am secure in the Lord, Romans 8, 38 through 39. I am free in you, Lord. Lord. Romans 6:18. I am a child of God. John 1:12. I am protected by God's angel. Psalms 91:14-16. And the Lord is my refuge. Psalms 91:9-10. You will begin to see yourself the way God sees you, as a man, a woman, a son, a daughter of God. And he can begin to give you the joys to his kingdom. But you got to give yourself to Jesus first. You got to spend time with him first. You got to love on him first. You've got to give him permission and welcome him into your space first. You've got to begin to desire him in your mind and in your heart and in every situation of your life. If this is you today and you are just tired, sick and tired of the same old, and you need someone to pray with you, we are available at 657-383-0029.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. in the arms of Jesus.
Yes, as we put ourselves in the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ, He will be the one to take care of us. He will be the one to turn our life around. He is the one to redeem us, to restore us, to heal us, to mold us, to make us, to shape us. You know, God forgives all iniquities, and He heals all our diseases. Proverbs 1:3 The Lord has said, it is written in His word, that if I cry, you know, if you cry to Him, He will heal you. Psalms 30:2 Lord, it is written in Your word that You will take away from me all the sickness, Deuteronomy 7:15 Lord, it's by Your stripes that I am healed, Isaiah 53:5 You know, someone may be tuning in and listening to this show segment today, and you may have experienced heartbreak after heartbreak, sickness after sickness, discouragement after discouragement. Are you spending time with God? Are you allowing Him into your world? Are you allowing Him into your space? Are you allowing Him into your heart? Are you allowing Him into your mind? Are you allowing Him the opportunity to get to know your Heavenly Father in an intimate way? Are you desiring to reach out to Him and to grow and to search Him? You know, when we don't spend time with the Father, we never understand an opportunity, what we're missing, because we're running and chasing after everything but what matters, but who matters. It's God. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. When we develop a love walk with Him, as we pray, and as we have a focus, there's a whole new way of life. There's a whole new way of understanding. There's a whole new way of redemption and restoration and rejuvenation and strength. But we do not understand or learn or find out or tap into the source, which is our Father who is in heaven. We've got to begin to tap into Him. You may have the finest cars. You may have a lot of money. You may be very famous, may be excellent in your skill, in your business, in whatever ministry you have, whatever you do. But if there's no peace, if there's no relationship, if there's no time spent with your Heavenly Father in your heart, in your spirit, your soul is crave and hunger and thirst after everything that is secular, everything that's sensual. Am I saying people shouldn't have the nice things and finer things in life? No, I'm not saying that. But what about having the nice things in life, but also having God in your heart, also including the one who's the creator of all things in your environment? This is why Jesus came, and He mentioned He came to free people from within themselves. It's those little things, those little foxes that turn us around. It's those little things that, like unforgiveness and anger and perversion and addictions to wrong eating habits and emotional things and sexual things. And then you end up with no peace. You end up with no joy. You end up tired. You end up angry. And you keep going round and around and around and around and around. I'm telling you, when you spend time with the Father, glory to God, there is a type of peace within you that nobody can take away. There's a kind of peace within you that nobody can understand. Because when you have a relationship with your Father, the things and the people that used to hurt you, the words that used to be spoken at you, the words that used to be shared to you, the rejections of those that may not want to be around you, the pull of the evil ones that may be trying to taunt you, none of that even bothers you anymore because you have spent time with God. And God wants us to spend time with him in prayer, spend time with him in worship, spend time with him in honoring him, spend time with him in loving him, spend time with him in just obeying him, spend time with him in studying him, studying his word, studying what is his purpose for your life, studying why did he put you here in the first place, regardless of how successful you may be in business and in ministry. How successful are you in time that you spend with God? See, this is very important. We cannot walk as true conquerors in our own right, as authentic followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we have not spent time with the one who molds us, who shapes us. Why do people fall in love with other people? They get to know them. They get to know one another. I'm not speaking of people having some far distant infatuation or people who may stalk someone because they have conjured up some imaginary thing in their head of being with someone and they think they love them. That's lust. But when you have spent quality time with a person, with an individual, and you share the same like faith, you share the same goals, you share the same passion for the Lord and for life and for success and for business and for ministry and for whatever it is, you get to grow together. You begin to become on one accord. You have a soul tie in the realm of the spirit first and then in life itself. Well, when you spend time with God, you begin to understand what he likes and what he doesn't like, what his ways are and what his ways are not. And then when you begin to honor him in everything you do, you begin to understand, because you've spent time with him in studying his word and talking with him and fasting and connecting with him supernaturally and pursuing to receive his Holy Spirit spiritually, you begin to understand correct functional order, and the Holy Ghost is now able to lead and guide you into all truth. And as you begin to think, wow, I can't say that. I shouldn't do that. I won't say you can't say something, because God gives us to choose what we can say, to choose where we go, to choose what we want, to choose how we go after things. But when you spend time with your Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit will let you know when you receive his Holy Spirit that some things that you may desire, he will let you know, no, my son, no, my daughter, don't go down that road. It would not benefit you in the long run. And you'll have an ear to hear what he's saying to you when you spend time with him. Otherwise, when you don't, you're only operating and doing things based on your feelings, based on your soulish feelings, which have absolutely nothing to do with what the Father has for you. He has the best things for you, the best gifts from heaven for you. Some of you are pursuing people for lustful gain. And God may have a powerful ministerial call on your life to go overseas or to open up different types of nonprofit businesses so that you can be a blessing to some of the cities and states that you are in, to be a blessing to people in need. And here some of you may be rolling around with foolish, devilish desires that will benefit nobody but a season of pleasure for your life, when the Lord Jesus Christ has a bigger plan, a bigger glory, a bigger mandate just for you. But you'll never know if you don't spend time with God. You know, let's listen to this next song and listen to the words and let it get into your heart and let it minister to your spirit. I'm just so excited today to share this segment with you, because it is a benefit in spending time with the Lord. And there are no words to express how awesome it is when you begin to yield your heart and mind to God. Wow, what a precious song. And you know, when we spend time with God and we begin to acknowledge Him and we begin to seek Him so that He can be the one to give us the direction, divine direction. That's what I was looking for, divine direction. You know, we want to have divine direction in our life because when our ways please God, it brings favor to everyone around us, and people will see the blessings of the Lord on our life, you know. And then when we spend time with the Lord, it opens up an opportunity for us to receive a rhema word. A rhema word is a word that comes straight from God into our heart, into our mind, to help do a healing, but to also help empower us so that we are able to resist the devil, so the devil will flee from us. You know, in a word, everybody wants to hear a word. We're in a time now when the gift of prophecy is going rampant all over the land. And some people are abusing the word prophecy, and they're flowing in divination. They're saying things that people want to hear to make them feel good. But when you receive a rhema word from God, when you need a right now word from heaven, a word that is going to gut up the uttermost and to change you so that you will become a better person. Having a pure word and a right word in a due season, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11 shares, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Wow, that is powerful. Why? Because this word is priceless. You can't put a value on a word that speaks truth. You know, the psalmist writes that he who speaks the truth from his heart does what is right. And you might say, well, where is that in the Bible? That's in Psalm chapter 15, verse 2. It which stands in contrast to someone who speaks with his neighbors nicely to their face, while at the same time holding malice in their heart against them. Where is that? That's in Psalms 28, verse 3. But people want to hear a word of truth today. Why do you think people have addictions and they're seeking and searching and want to be happy and want to feel good and have this longing and they can't put their finger on what the longing is? It's because what's in their soul is hungry and craving for something to make them feel fulfilled, to make them feel gratified, to make them feel joy, to make them feel happy, to make them feel peace. And what they don't understand is that all of that comes from spending time with God. And when we spend time with God, He is the one that will have a word for us. He is the one. And some of you out there today may be saying, I need a word. I need a word right now. I need a word for my situation. I need a word for my turmoil. I need a word for the challenge of life that's going on right now. You may feel that way, but, you know, just hearing a word, prophecy is conditional. And people are saying that there are people out there who are false prophets. Well, if God sends a word through a man or woman of God prophetically to you and you're still yet living in your sin, then that gift, that word, of promise and destiny and purpose that they have spoken to you, it's not going to happen because you are not positioned to receive the activation of that word in your life. See, when we obey what God has told us to do, when we obey spending time with Him, when we obey loving Him in our heart, confessing Him as the Lord and King in our heart, then everything in our life begins to turn around, begins to change, begins to fall into place, and then the words of prophecy that have been declared and decreed over us will begin to be manifest and made known all around us. Why? Because of the time spent with God. Well, I want to encourage somebody out there tuning into this show today. God has a word for you, and you want to hear a word. You want to hear something. He loves you today. He went to the cross for you today. He shed His blood at Calvary for you today. He desires your heart today. He desires you yield your heart to Him today. He desires you welcome Him into your heart today. You want to hear a word today? The word is, it's not about you. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to hear a word. I keep hearing it in my spirit right now. Someone is saying, but I need to hear a word. I need to hear a word just for me. Know that God will bless you. Susie, John, Tom, Alicia, whoever you are, God has a word for you, and He sees your situation. He sees what you're going through. Fernando, He sees what you're going through. He understands your pain, Nancy. He understands how you're feeling, Henry. He understands what you're experiencing, Sandra. He knows what you're going through. Well, our call-in number, we have a few minutes remaining, is 657-383-0029. And if you begin to spend time with the Lord, He will heal you. You spend time with the Lord, He will begin to position you to receive the favor and the blessings that He has in store for you.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from You. Tell me which way I should go. just got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, trust in the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need the word. Tell me which way I should go.
We all need a word from the Lord. And, you know, when we have a word from the Lord, he gets down into the depths of our soul. The deep calls to deep. What does that mean? The Spirit of God from heaven calls into the soul and the heart of that individual. He goes deep inside of us. And, you know, people say that they need to have a word. They want a word. They want a word. They want a word. And the enemy knows this, and he's taking advantage of people because he knows that people are greedy at heart. And that's why people are hearing a lot about money, a lot about fame, a lot about he knows people want a spouse, people want to be married, people want this, people want that. And so he's got false preachers out there, false prophets out there caroling about a word and giving them a word. But when you hear a word from the Lord, that word is going to bring help to your situation, help to your spirit, help to your soul, help to your heart. You know, the Hebrew meaning for the word help is azar. It means to protect. It means to aid. It means to succor. It means to support. It means to give you encouragement, whether material or non-material. You know, and this is what Jesus did. When Jesus came and went to the cross, because he did it willingly, he came to help us. He came to help us withstand against the fiery darts of the adversary. He came to redeem us. He came to forgive us. He came to strengthen us. He came to deliver us. You know, the word help also means to aid and to assist. It also means to lend strength toward an affecting purpose. It also means to relieve and to cure and to mitigate pain or disease, to remedy, to change things, to make things better, to bring a solution. But it's not going to happen when we don't spend time with God. Oh, glory. I'm back to that again. We got to spend time with the Father. We've got to spend time with Him. We've got to, in order for Him to help us, in order for Him to make things better for us, according to His will, according to His purpose, we've got to acknowledge Him. And this is what is needed in America today. Oh, Lord God, I pray to You, Father, that the people understand and know that You are here and available to help us right now, Lord God, that they begin to understand that You are Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. You are right there in every situation. Ezekiel 48:35, that You are the Lord Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Exodus 17:15, that You are there for us and that You are our banner. You know, we want Him to help us right now. Is there anybody that needs help today? I know I need help. We all need help in some area or fashion in our life. Well, know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is there to help you today. Yahshua, He's there to help you today. He is there to help your marriage. He is there to help your loved one who's sick and afflicted. He's there to help you get through the pain of the cancer. He's there to help you so your faith will grow, so you can declare that you are healed from the cancer, according to Isaiah 53:5. But it's still going to be you're healed by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I declare today that help is on the way for my brother or my sister.
Sometimes
What a powerful song. Your help is on the way. But you won't know it if you don't spend time with God. The help that you need is going to come from the Lord. When you spend time with him, you know that he is your help. You know that he is the one that will bring it through. You know he will bring it to pass. You know he will bring you out of whatever situation you're in. And then when you spend time with God, he blesses you to hang on. He blesses you to pray on. He blesses you to believe on, that he is more than able to help you hang on. You know, when you hang on to something, you have a firm grip. You have a firm grasp. You hold on tightly. You hold on with patience. You hold on believing. You hold on by faith. You hold on knowing that God is going to send you and bring you that help. And you've got to hang in there. Hang on. Don't let go. Don't stop praying. Don't stop crying. Don't stop believing, because your help is on the way. Hang on in the name of Jesus.
Let the tempest and the flood shake your soul and spill your blood. Like an old soul, keep holding on. Let the people laugh at you, call your names and say you're through. Never let go, keep hanging on.
You got to hang on. You got to hang in there, no matter how hard it looks, no matter how challenging it is. And when you spend time with the Lord, he blesses you to hang on. Glory to God. Well, I pray that you've been blessed by the show today, and may you be encouraged. You know, we love you here at Prayer Warrior for you, and we want you to know that you cannot make it without the Lord. It's not about you. It's all about God. And we want you to know, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you.
That fashioned against us to stand, the battle belongs to the Lord. The power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard.